Okay, we are continue reading from the Sefer Kitvun Lidor. We're on page Ayin Vav, continuing the discussion here by the Chidah about the Shtalshalos of the Ksavim Ariza. And he says over here in the middle of the page 76, there are many different editions, as we see, many different writings over the various years from different countries, even copying over these writings of Ariza with differences in them. The Mashkov de Bashar Kavanot, Rav Shmuel Vital, Vainsav Sha'al Shar Kavanot, Rav Shmuel Vital, Yeshli Smoch. The other editions we're not sure whether we can rely on them because so many people have touched them. But the Shah Kavanas with the last edition, well, I can't say the last edition, but with the edition which is most musmach from Chaim Vital himself, that is the most accurate. Ki hu ze be'emet shekatav mitarat yad kodesh maram for Chaim Vital, ve'atik misham, ubechelek rishon shekatav כתבנו סיבת שנויים אלו, כי לרוב חשקם היו חומדים חמודה דאורייתא וגונבים הכתובות, יש היו שומעים ואחר כך כותבים בביתם כי יוצא, וגם סיבה מעתיקם שלא ידעו לא יבינו. So many reasons why the other editions are not so reliable, either because they were written from memory, or they're written from the fact that they were taken from the house and quickly written over. Another reason is because the software that wrote them did not know the context, didn't understand what they were actually copying. Therefore, obviously, there were many mistakes. But often, Shemisha Zochel Eshar Kavonim Sidav Rav Shmuel Vital Nimsa Bi'er Hakodesh Yerushalayim Be'eretz Yisrael Ve'ata Be'am Sova Ashrav Yochol Ichaven Al Davar Emet. But those who are fine, they start learning from the Sefer Shah Kavanot, have definitely what to be Somech on. This is the most meduyatic Sefer that we have in the Kavanot. V'ani tzari re'iti Shah Kavanot v'shah sha'arim mikidva Rav Chaim Vital v'shah Kavanot v'yeter sha'arim mikidva b'no mar. I've seen the difference between the writings of the actual Rav Chaim Vital and the writings of Shmuel Vital, v'shah kavanot v'kol ha'sha'arim k'tav yad Shmuel Vital hu mi'arav Rabbeinu Shmuel Moshe Vital mi'rabanei Mitzrayim. And the Shah Kavanot is also a set called Shah Kavanot, which is the Sha'arim written from Shmuel, the son of Shmuel Vital, which is actually Moshe Vital, Rabbanei of Mitzrayim. So again, various editions there as well. Likutei Hashas, another sefer called Likutei Hashas, Nitfas Ba'ashkenaz. This was in Ashkenaz in the year Tavkuf Mem Hei, or Bevilona. So we find it there in the Shnat Tavkuf Nun in Livorno. Vohu Pirush Mamarim Shel Razal Merabeinu Rav Chaim Ba'arizal. These are various pshatim, according to the Arizal, in the famous Chazal, Mamariv Chazal. Va'ani ba'ani, says the Chida, Ana Hashem liyadi, Chedusha Rabbeinu Rav Chaim Vital b'ktav yad, Matzati b'likutei Hashas, Harbe dvarim mi'chedusha Rav Chaim Vital. I myself found personally handwritings, I've seen these handwritings from Rav Chaim Vital on the Chedusha Hashas. וגם ליקוטי התורה נתפס באשכנז שזה סתם חידוש של הרב חיים ויטל, כאשר דיבר לי בספר חידוש של הרב חיים ויטל, זה המאמור. וכוונה שאירבו חידוש של הרב חיים ויטל זה וחידיש בעצמו עם חידושים שקיבל מרב רבינו ארי זל. And I can see clearly that Rav Chaim Vital mixed together, added, inserted his own chidushim with the chidushim that he heard from his Rebbe, the Arizal. עוד כתב שם, and the Chida continues, בעמק המלך, וזה לא שם. כבר כתבתי כמה פעמים שהרוצה ללמוד כתבי אריזל, אמיתיים, יעסוק בשמון שערים. I told you already that those who really are very interested in learning in depth the writings of אריזל, they should concentrate on the שמון שערים, כתבי רבין אריזל, עמיתים יעסוק בשמונה שערים סדר הרב שמור ויתם בנוח של רבינו רב חיים ויתם בספר דרך הצחיים. And also they should concentrate on the sefer called sefer דרך הצחיים, which was published by Meir Papirish ונתפס בקוב כמה פעמים בוורשה.
And also in Sefer Otzrot Tzrayim, Ketav Yad, Matzino Rav Yaakov Tzemach, Zetzalim, Ketav Yav Shem Rav Chaim Vital, also in Sefer Otzrot Tzrayim, Vikuluhu Kalul Beder Etzrayim. And all this actually mentioned, it's all Nichlal in the Der Etzrayim, and these come in Pachakim. וגם עולה תמיד שסידה הרב יעקב צמר זל בכוונות, and also the sefer of עולה תמיד, which was put together by רב יעקב צמר, also very very important, העיד שהוא בכתב יער רב חיים ויטל, and he said he himself said that it comes exactly from the writings of רב חיים ויטל. וכבר כתבנו מכמה פעמים שמור זקני הרב רב רם זולאי, my great great grand father, והרב יעקב צמח עשו הפסוקים, הפסקות, ייחודים, עד שרב חיים ויטל מזל נתן להם רשות לחבור בקברו, להוציא משם הכתיבות שציווה הוא זל לנגזול, להוציאה משם. And I already read with you many times that the way they found these כסבים is by making these תעניתים and these חלומות. And through this, what happened was is that all the ksavim of Rav Chaim Vital came out. The chalomot was to ask in a dream of Rav Chaim Vital whether he mind whether we can dig up his grave and actually look up and take out from his grave all the writings were buried with him, and we got a positive answer. And therefore, this is what I received from my grandfather. This is how the ksavim of the Madur Batra actually came about. That's how authentic they are. כתובים אלו הם מדור הבטחל של דרץ ישראל בספר עולות תמיד, הנזכר שלא היו ביודו של הרב שמואל ויטל. And these are כתובים, again, we mentioned many times, which weren't even in the hands of שמואל ויטל. כל זה נדבר לי להצעיר באמת אחרי החיפוש כמה ספרים כתב יד, וגם בדיבר הרב מורנו, הרב משה ויטל, זל בן הרב שמואל ויטל, הנזכר שראית כתב יום ממש שכותבו בסגנון זה, שאיזה קונטרס, וזהו ממר זקין ורב חיים ויטל ונמצא ביד זולתו וכתב יד מאמור יזקנו, ויות מזה נדבר לי הדבר מאוד ודי בזה, ודע שחיבו בספרים הרב מורי זקני והרב יעקב צמר זל על הזוהר, and also this פירושם על הזוהר מכתיבות נזכרים שמצינו בקברי קבר הרב חיים ויטל, also these פירושם were found in the קבר of הרב חיים ויטל, ונראה שלא היה רצון השם יתגלו ונעדו לגמרי ספרים נזכרים, and this really the פירושם על הזוהר were actually lost, we don't know what happened to them in Mashma, that Hashem did not want us to have these writings on the Zohar, these Pirushim. The Kolam Amamur Yadati Ne'emana Bivur, and I know this for a definite fact. Vishan Be'era Kabbalah, when you look at the Chida in where he says the title is Kabbalah, he writes as follows. V'ra'iti b'kitve Rav Mori Ramaz, which is Moshe Zaguda, Shoya Nizal Likol Shum Sefer Kabbalah Ki'im b'kitve Arizal. He was very, very careful only to write, read the Arizal's writings, and nobody else, no other. Again, he lived over 400 years ago. Kifi Hashek Kiblam Rabbeinu Rav Binyamin Alevi, Shu Karov Liguri Arim. And the Rav of Moshe Zakuta was somebody called Binyamin Alevi, which were very, very close to the Tamidim of the Arizal. And I saw another version that actually Binyamin Alevi was one of the Guari. Sifra Ramah Lo Haya Kore Adkan Adkan Dvori Rav Moshe Zakuta. Even one of the Tamidim, he would not read. He wanted only something that was exclusively written by the handwritings of either the Arizal himself or Rav Chaim Vital. Vod Ra'a Cholim Ki Mishu Muzag LeNeman B'Kitva Arizal Tzalech Chakira Gdola Ki Yedati V'Neman Mekubalim Muzagim מנעמני ארץ ומוסמכים מגורוני ארץ עד האחרון נגלעים לאשיהם והסומכים אותם היו קוראים כתוב האחרים שומר נפשו מירחק אב חוקר דבר בהספר לומד וחכם מלומדם נאמן מאוד והשם הטוב לא ימנע טוב לאורחים בתמים.
And therefore, you should be very careful, he says, to not read any other things that you find which are not specifically allocated to the name of Rizal or Chaim Vital, because you can go terribly wrong in the learning of the writings over here. Now, he continues. The Ayin Sham old the Etik Midiva Rav the Ri Tzemach Zal Shayal Giloy Bechalom that we find the Arizal the Rav Tzemach Zal Shayal here a Giloy Bechalom Limnoa Otom Liatfi Sefer Kabbalah. He also had sometimes a dream that he was told not to publish books on Kabbalah. V'chein Evim Midiva Rav Chaim Cohen, Zal Talmid Rav Chaim Vital, Bagdumot Sefer Mukor Chaim. This is Rav Chaim Cohen, which was a Talmid of Rav Chaim Vital, also writes over there a similar thing. Shemachmir Bepirsub Chokhma, Shisim Zatal, Kasher Yistakil, Amistakel, Bedvarim Elo, Yikara Sagur, Levavor, Echotra, Retsoa, that fees Sefer Kabbalah. How could we bring ourselves to publishing such books? The aim Okay, I think we're going to stop here because it's a long piece. We'll continue next time.